Lazarus was Martha and Mary's brother. And they had close fellowship with Jesus. Amen. And while Jesus was away, they sent a message to him that Lazarus was sick. And Jesus, on purpose, stayed 2 extra days. And when he got there, he told his disciples before he got there, he said, Lazarus is asleep. And they thought he was talking about going to, like you go to bed and go to sleep. And he explained to them plainly, he said, now Lazarus is dead and we're going to wake him up, get him up. So when he got there, you know how we do, when I was in Israel, I think it was 98, I saw one of the Jewish funerals that was in session. And excuse me, y'all, but they act a lot. They act kind of like black folks. And we do a lot of hollering when we, and then soon the funeral, we go on by our business. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. My wife told me they were having a funeral at one of these churches. I don't know where it was. Her mother told her that. But anyway, this is the way the story goes. This lady brother had died. She went up to the casket, and my brother in there, and she started crying. Oh, I wish it had been me. I wish it had been somebody else got to holler. You know how we do when we get to holler, we get to sling and stuff. That lady hit upside the head, that person, I'm just joking, Lord, I'm just joking. So we know how to put on a show. Amen. But when we know the truth, we don't have to put on a show. Amen. Now, no use you splitting hairs over this. No use just splitting hairs over this. Because God already said it. And there was some, when I was in Bible school, my instructor, Dad Hagen, told us that he run into a few of them that said, this is what they said, I ain't gonna never die. I'm gonna live and live and live. He said, let me tell you something. If Paul didn't make it, you can forget it. If Paul didn't make it, he said, you can forget it. So no use of splitting hairs over this. Hebrews tells us, Hebrews 9, I think 27, you can check me on that. It's appointed unto man once to die. After that, the judgment. I don't care how young, how old, how whatever. If you're on this earth, you're a human being, one of the days you're going to leave here. I'm not here to preach a funeral, okay? But I'm here to bring some truth. But in this lifespan in which you live on this earth, there must be decision made. There are right decision, there are wrong decision. The wrong information will make you cause you to make a wrong decision. Right information will cause you to make a right decision. Amen. And we have help in both areas. Unfortunately, to me, too many yield to the one with the wrong decision. They wind up with their lives in a mess. And they wonder, how did I get here? Then they say, and then you hear many say, I don't know what to do. Others turn to violent, sometimes fighting, fussing, and all that kind of stuff. When the fights is over, when the cussing is done, they still got the mess. Am I right? But Lazarus found himself sick. And this sickness finally took his life. Lazarus stopped breathing. They put him in a tomb. They buried him. And Lazarus had been in that place for 4 days. So I'm going to keep on reading. Okay? So y'all can catch on with me, okay? I stopped at verse 25. I'll read verse 26 again, so pick me up there. And verse 26 says, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall what? Never die. Believest thou this? Keep going. She said unto him, yes, Lord. I believe that thou art the Christ, Son of God, which shall come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, the master's come. And he calleth for thee. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. And now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews then, which were with her in the house and comfort her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, she goeth unto the grave to weep there. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was, and saw him, she fell at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, listen to what she said, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he did what? Groaned in the spirit. And was troubled. And said, where have you laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. So it's all right to cry. But you need to know what you're crying about. Just don't get out there and start bawling.